This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Let's play ball.
There's a hard ground ball to Munn, and it's second. He's got it. Little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over. The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincolnview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4. Lincolnview was down 3-2 entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lincolnview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly, executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lincolnview off balance the entire game.
Scores Broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier, look out, he strokes one to deep right center, way back, it is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come 2 more Raiders, and Cordonier makes the wide turn at third, thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing, ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings, hits a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8, and the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game. Schmidtmeyer has been a bulldog on the mound for Minster all day. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on the batter Munter of Delta St. John's. Top of the 7th inning. Minster up a run. Schmidtmeyer in the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him.
Woo! ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1. To Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, it is a cold evening here at Rushi, but nonetheless, we've got high school baseball. Rushi and Minster. We're above the Minster dugout on the west side of the Rushi complex, and Rushi's on the field at the moment, warming up. Minster on the sidelines down to our right. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Derek Olding, who's engineering here tonight for this chilly affair at Rushi. Game time temp, 44 degrees. We'll return with more in a few minutes on Scores Broadcast. OzGoodBank.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OzGoodBank.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Now get a free slider when you buy the unlimited soup and salad bar at the entree price. It's the perfect meal.
Hello, welcome back here to Rushi. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Olding. Chilly night for high school baseball. It's our initial baseball broadcast of the year. We expect 15 to 20 games to be covered by scoresbroadcast.com between now and mid-June. Rushi 2-1 entering play tonight. Minster 3-0. Minster victorious last evening 2-1 over Delphi St. John's in a Midwest Athletic Conference clash played at Minster. Wildcats won it with a run in the first, a run in the sixth. Delphi St. John's tacked on its only run in the seventh, and Minster prevailed 2-1. RBI singles for the Wildcats from James Niemeyer and Ian Holman. Lewis Magoteau, super on the mound, 7 innings, 5 hits, gave up a run, 12 strikeouts, 3 walks. Rushi, by the way, 2-1 on the campaign with victories over Jackson Center and Lima Shawnee, a loss to Versailles in the win over Jackson Center. Braylon Cordonier homered early on in that contest. Rushi scored 5 runs on 3 hits in the fourth. Cooper Unverfirth cracked a big double. Rushi defeated Lima Shawnee by a count of 5-2. Unverfirth earned the win on the mound. He allowed a hit to no runs over 4 innings. He fanned 5. Unverfirth, Greasup, Parker Lloyd, Zeb Schulze, and Benjamin York all smacked base hits in that game for Rushi. 11th-year head coach at Rushi, Kevin Flippo, guided his team to a state championship in the 21-22 season. Rushi to the state final four the last 3 campaigns, losing each of the last 2 years at Akron to Berlin Highland.
Mike Wiss is in year 31 as the head man at Minster. Coached his club to state championships in 2011, 12, and 17. And by the way, in 2017, Minster defeated Rushi by a score of 2-1 in the state title contest that season. Rushi Raiders have completed their infield practice. Minster Wildcats on the diamond at the moment. And we'll return with more from here at Rushi in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
A little more pregame info on these two clubs entering tonight's contest. Our first presentation of high school baseball on scoresbroadcast.com this spring. Rushi Raiders a year ago, 27-5, lost to Berlin Island in the state semifinals. Returning starters, 5. Returning pitchers, 3. Gubo, though, out, the left-hander, with a knee injury. Hard to tell how long. It's a day-by-day, week-by-week basis for him. Head coach Kevin Flippo noted before the season began, we hope that we are able to continue the success we've had over the past 3 campaigns, and it's been phenomenal. Rushi Raiders, 7 straight district championships, 3 straight regional titles, and of course 3 Final Four appearances in a row, and a state championship in March of 2022. Starting pitching, a strength when you consider Braylon Cordonnier is the ace. He, along with the Lewis Magoteau of Minster, have got to be among the best Division VII pitchers in the state of Ohio this spring. Top returners, of course, Braylon, a four-year starter, is committed to Marshall. Zeb Schultze, Micah Grishup, back from a year ago. On the Minster side of the ledger, head coach Mike Wiss's team went 21-6 last year. Lost in the district semifinals to Marion Local. That was an upset. Returning starters, seven position players back for Minster. Wealth of experience. Four pitchers return. Again, for Minster, an injury. Niemeyer, not fully 100%, not going at full tilt. Does play shortstop for the Wildcats, but is the number two pitcher. Wynn is in tip-top shape. Again, it's a day-by-day, week-by-week basis for Niemeyer. Both he and Gubo for Rushi, the number two throwers on the bump, ailing at this point in time. Strength of Minster this year, starting pitching and defense, top returning players. James Niemeyer, who hit .356 a year ago, 28 runs scored, 18 ribbies, spanked seven doubles, had a couple triples, was 4-0 on the hill through 26 innings, gave up just 10 hits, had a microscopic .5 ERA a year ago for Minster. Lewis Magoteau, infielder, right-hand pitcher, hit .359 one season ago, 15 runs scored, 19 RBIs, 6-1 on the year by way of record for Magoteau. He had a 1.72 ERA with 53 Ks, and again, he was the winning pitcher last night going the route in the Minster triumph over Delta St. John's. We'll return with tentative starting lineups when we come back. Wind blowing out of the northeast right into our face alongside first base here at Rushi. We are in the dugout above, or I should say we are in the press box above the Minster dugout. Cloudy skies overhead. Very slim chance of a drizzle or two. That's it. Should be dry all evening long. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at High Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. come delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Welcome back here to Rushi. Jack Kramer with engineer Derek Olding. Minutes away from the start of our first broadcast of high school baseball this spring here on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster on the road here at Rushi. Both teams are in Division 7 in OHSAA baseball designation. Each was in Division 4 a year ago. There's 7 this season. Rushi plays in the Southwest District, Minster in the Northwest District. Keep in mind, there is a Northwest District winner that will drop down to the Southwest Regional. It is a little bit unknown as to which district under the Northwest District Board auspices will drop down and join 3 district winners to form the Southwest Region. There are 6 Northwest districts. Last year, Minster played in Northwest District 3, which was Coldwater. This year, Minster plays in Northwest District 3, which is Elida. And according to an OHSAA regional draws link, Northwest District 6, which is Galleon, joins 3 Southwest winners to make up the Southwest Regional. That would be played, I think the dates are June 4th and 5th. State Final 4 for Division 7 at Canal Park in Akron, June 12th and 14th. That date I just shared with you, subject to change, of course, but it would appear that Rushi and Minster would be in different regionals. Obviously, they're in different districts, but could very well be in different regionals, too. Northwest Regional Champ would play the Southwest Regional Champ in a state semifinal. Obviously, getting ahead of ourselves, it's a long season, a bunch of baseball to be played between now and June, and let's for sure hope the weather warms up. I'd like to remind you that one of our on-air sponsors, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, along with Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane, Schaefer Market has a gallon of gas give-back program. 1 penny from every gallon sold at the market in a month will be donated to a special local organization. And don't forget, online ordering is available for Schaefer Propane and online bill pay available for Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. Just go to the website, schaeferoil.com. That's SCHAFER oil.com. And you can purchase gallons for the coming winter at a lower price to lock it in. And sometime in June, letters will go out to existing Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane customers, apprising them of this opportunity. It is a chilly evening here at Rushi, wind blowing in from the northeast, right in our face. We are situated on the west side of the Rushi Ball Diamond Complex above the Minster dugout, and we'll return with starting lineups in just a few minutes here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome back here to Rushi. Starting lineups being introduced by the public address for Rushi. In center field is Vince Borcher, a senior. He leads off. Batting second, Braylon Cradonier, shortstop, a senior. Hitting third, Cooper Unverfirth. He's the third baseman, a junior. In the cleanup spot, left fielder, senior, Mike Grisup. Batting fifth, first baseman, freshman, Lloyd Parker. Or I should say Parker Lloyd. The right fielder, Benjamin York, a senior, hits next. Batting seventh in the starting lineup for Rushi, Michael Voisard. He is a DH, a junior. He's batting for second baseman Caleb Unverfirth. Junior catcher Leo Counts hits eighth. And batting ninth, the pitcher, freshman Grant Bergman, on the hill for Rushi. For Minster, the starting nine, Dylan Eitkamp, catcher, a senior. DH senior Lewis Magato bats second for the pitcher Caleb Kaus. Hitting third, shortstop James Niemeyer. Fourth, second baseman junior Reese Baer. Fifth, first baseman senior Ian Homan. Left fielder senior Rylan Edwards hits after Homan. And then Jace Hemmelgarn, Andrew Wiss, and Connor Schmiesing conclude the starting nine for Minster. Back in a few minutes with our first pitch on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the RECI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at RECI, RUESE, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Well, here we go. Jack Kramer along with Derek Olding, engineering from at RUSHI tonight. It's game one of our high school baseball season on scoresbroadcast.com. On the hill for the RUSHI Raiders is freshman pitcher Grant Bergman, right-hander, wears number 20 on his back, and his opening offering to Dylan Eichkamp, leadoff batter for Minster. Catcher, a senior, was up and in. Second pitch, low and away, ball two, two and nothing on Eichkamp. Bergman winds, fires. That pitch is a bit up and away, ball three, three and oh. So often in these non-league, non-conference games, you will see a mix of players on the ball diamond as the coaches try to figure out starting lineups, get experience for the youth on the club to make the team overall stronger come April and May and on into tournament action. Here is a 3-1 pitch after a strike thrown to Eichkamp, and he flies the ball to left center field, and it is caught out there in medium depth left center by Borchers in center field for RUSHI, and there's one down. Eichkamp pumps the ball to left center. Borchers catches, wind blowing from the left field foul pole to the right field foul pole here this evening at RUSHI. Lewis Magato hits, sees the DH, senior. First pitch is high, ball one. Bergman swings into action. That's down, 2-0, 2-0. Bergman falling behind on the first couple hitters, although he did get Eichkamp to sky at the center. Bergman swings into action. Heitkamp chops the ball on the ground. Three hops to short to Cordonier. Charging, he's on the grass. Fields fires to first, out. Two away for Minster here in the top of the first inning. A fly out to Borchers in center. A ground ball, 6-3. Cordonier to Parker Lloyd at first for Rushi. Here's James Niemeyer. Right foot is deep in the right-hand batter's box, just inside the back stripe. Bergman curves a ball in there, and it's on the outside corner. Strike one called, nothing in one on Niemeyer. There's another breaking pitch down and away. Good take by Niemeyer. That was tempting. Fine breaking ball, but Bergman just missed. A ball, a strike, one and one. Outfield is pretty much straight away for Niemeyer. Cordonier shifts a little bit toward the second base bag. At third for Rushi, Cooper Unverfirth pretty deep. There's a bouncing ball to the plate, and it's two and one. Two balls, a strike on Niemeyer. Bat cocked over the right shoulder. Foul out of play behind home. Two balls, two strikes, two and two on Niemeyer. Niemeyer trying to get totally healthy so he can run at his best and get back to the pitching rubber. Oh, he would form a dynamite 1-2 punch for this Minster team on the mound with Magato in the ace position, Niemeyer right behind. There's a pitch upstairs, and then a check swing foul by Niemeyer at the plate. The count's full. Two down for Minster, top of the first inning, nobody aboard. 3-2 on Niemeyer. Let's see what Bergman offers the Minster hitter on a 3-2 pitch. Overhand delivery by Bergman is upstairs for ball four, and Niemeyer is on. Reese Baer steps in, second baseman, a junior, for the Minster Wildcats. He swings from the left side. And the outfield in center and right makes a sudden shift for Rushi. Grader, second baseman, moves a little bit toward the first base bag. There's a strike called as Bergman whips one in over the outside corner. Nothing and one on Baer. Reese's last name, spelled B-E-A-I-R. Runner at first being held on. Parker Lloyd, the first baseman for Rushi, is tied at the bag. Bouncing ball to the plate. Two down for Minster. Bottom of the top of the first, I should say. No score. Raiders yet to bat. 1-1 count on Baer. Niemeyer with about a 6-7 foot lead dives back in as Bergman pitches on to first. As you would expect, a big gap down the left field line for Baer as the Raiders' left fielder, Grayship, has swung over into left center. Baer dips his knees at the plate and spanks a hard line drive to the right of Cordonier and into left center field for a base hit. Braylon flipped the glove up, missed it. That'll go as a single, ball sharply tagged off the metal of Baer. That ball was tattooed. Cordonier swiped at it, couldn't get a mitt on it. Base hit for Baer. Niemeyer moves up one to second. Two on, two out for Minster. Here in the bottom of the first, Ian Holman steps in. He had an RBI single last night in the victory over Delta St. John's. One by Minster, 2-1. There's a strike at the knees on the outside corner. Good location by the pitcher Bergman for Rushi, who's in a two-out pickle here now in the top of the first inning. Two down, two on for Minster. The pitch is a breaking ball upstairs, fouled, out of play to the right. Little hitch in the swing of Holman. He was off balance and lifted it foul, out of play, over our head alongside the first base line. Here is the two-strike pitch. Fastball, outside corner, yes, thigh high. It's a strike. It was right there. Holman took a good look at it. And a fine frame by the catcher for the Rushi Raiders Leo counts. Good. Two-strike pitch by Bergman. Minster gets a hit in the first, leaves two on. No score entering the bottom of the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Thanks so much to Production Support, Inc., new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Production Support, Inc. in Rushi. So much gratitude to you folks at Production Support. No score, bottom of the first. Rushi hitting, and the count is 2-2 on leadoff batter Vince Borchers. Braylon Cordonier to follow, then Cooper Unverfirth. As the Minster hurler, Caleb Kaus, is behind at 3-1. He's a left-hander, a senior. He deals the pitch, and it's low and in, and Borchers is on. Base on balls, below the knees, off the inside edge. Braylon Cordonier hits from the left side against the left-hand pitching of Kaus. It will be interesting to see over the course of the season how often the opposition can get away with nibbling and pitching around Braylon Cordonier. He'll need protection behind him in that batting order for sure. Lead for Borchers at first. He's got good wheels. He looks at a strike, or I should say Cordonier looks at a strike on the outside corner at the belt. Nothing in one on Braylon. Vertical stance, bouncing ball to the plate, and that allows Borchers to scoot on down to second. Wild pitch. The count of ball, a strike, 1-1, and Braylon Cordonier. Outfield deep around to the right. Wind blowing toward the right field corner here at Rushi. 1-1 on Cordonier. Borchers at second. Pitch by Kaus. Bouncing ball low and away. 2-1. Outfield not as deep as I would have expected. In fact, every bit as deep and left as in center and right for Minster. Shortstop for the Wildcats, Niemeyer, playing a guessing game with Borchers out at second. Niemeyer sneaks in behind. Pitch to the plate, fouled behind home, and the count is 2-2. 2-2 on Cordonier, wears 2-4, 24 on his back. Infield pull to the right. Kaus looks at second. Cordonier takes low and away again. And the count's full, 3-2. Curious to see what Kaus comes to the plate with on this 3-2 offering to Cordonier. Will it be a breaking ball? Will he go with hard stuff? It's a fastball. Pounded to Niemeyer. Line drive to short. Catch is made. Oh, a great play by Niemeyer. He dives to tag Mortchers, lunging back into second. What a play by the shortstop Niemeyer for Minster. He hauled in the liner. Mortchers took a slight step toward third on the crack of the bat. Couldn't get back to second in time. And Mortchers is tagged out. Just an all-around excellent heads-up defensive play by Niemeyer. Duck break for Rushi. If that ball is a couple feet either side of Niemeyer, it's into the outfield for a hit, and Borcher scores. But it winds up being a double play. Here is Cooper Unverfurth from the right side for Rushi. He looks at a strike right down the middle, then takes Loan away for a ball, and it's 1-1. Defensive gem by Niemeyer at it short for the Minster Wildcats. As he speared that line drive, it was virtually right at him. The ball was hammered off the bat of Braylon Cordonier. And the Borchers had a good lead at second for Rushi. And then made a jump toward third when the ball was coming off the bat. Couldn't get back to second in time. Niemeyer stretched out, dove, and got Borchers on the hip on the tag for the double play. The count now 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on Cooper Unverfurth. Third baseman, a junior for Rushi. Base is now empty. Minster's defense can relax. Rushi had advanced a runner to second before that line drive double play. The breaks of the game. Sometimes the bloopers fall in and the line drives don't. And in that case for Rushi, the line out turned into two outs. Swing and a miss by Unverfurth. He's out on strikes to finish the bottom of the first. We head to the second. Minster nothing, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, key building components for sure are pitching. Hurlers, Bergman, and Klaus on the mound for Rushi and Minster. How long can they go in this chilly weather tonight? Three innings, perhaps four. Last night, Magoteau went the route for Minster in the 2-1 win over Delphus. Key building components pitching for these two clubs this evening. It's not a hitter's night, that is for sure. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. First hitter for Minster to start the top of the second. Rylan Edwards has just lifted a pop to second. And the Rushi Raiders second baseman, Caleb Unreferth, hauls it in just before the outfield grass, back edge of the infield for the out. One down for Minster, top of inning number two. And the count is a ball and a strike on Jace Hemmelgarn, who swings from the left side. He wears nine on his back. Here's the windup, the pitch by Bergman. Bouncing ball in front of the plate, and the count goes to 2-1. Oh, it hit him, it nicked him. Hit the ground in front of home and glanced off the hip of Hemmelgarn, and he is on first, hit by the pitch. Andrew Wiss steps in, junior third baseman. Hemmelgarn, Wiss, and Schmiesing fill out the bottom third of the Minster order. Wiss also from the left side swings and fouls at the plate for a strike. No balls, a strike. We're in the top of the second, no score. Minster batting, one on, one out. Runner at first, Hemmelgarn, with a four-step lead. Parker Lloyd for Rushi holds him on. Pitch to the plate by Bergman. Low, down below the knees, a ball, a strike, 1-1. Outfield plays Wiss to pull. Left fielder for the Raiders, well off the line. That's Micah Griesep. Cordonier at double play depth at short, shading second. Throw to first and diving back in is Hemmelgarn. He's safe. Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Here's a wild pitch, well inside and below the knees to the backstop. And down to second base for Minster goes Hemmelgarn, and the count is 2-1 on Wiss. Two balls, a strike on Wiss. Third baseman for Rushi is snug. He's inside the baseline from second to third, nearing the cutout in the grass. Wiss has the bat cocked, ready to hit. Runner at second, one out. Pitch to Wiss, swung on. He got a high fastball and lofted it to left. And it's going to be right into the glove of Griesep, who makes the catch as he moved a few steps into left center. Runner at second holds. Two down for Minster here in the bottom of the second inning on the fly ball to left by Wiss. Connor Schmiesing hits now for the Wildcats. And the Rushi catcher behind the plate, Leo Counts, goes to the mound to talk to Bergman. Runner at second, two down now for Minster, no score. Top of inning number two. As we were saying, the Shelby County Veteran Services Office in Sydney is here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 for more info, or visit ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans plural. ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services Office. There's a strike called on the outside corner. Good pitch by Bergman. He located well on Schmiesing. Runner at second, two down, Minster, top of the second inning. Bergman deals to the plate upstairs, eye level. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Griesep in left, a step or two deeper than Borchers is in center for Rushi. Unreferth at third is up inside the bag, way upstairs. Ball 2-1 on Connor Schmiesing. Runner at second, Hemmelgarn for Minster, was hit by a pitch as the second batter in this inning. Here is the stretch by Bergman. 2-1 delivery, tap toward the mound. Bergman still on the dirt in front of the rubber. scoops it up, flips on to Parker Lloyd at first for the easy out as the off-speed pitch by Bergman induced Schmiesing into the rollout to the mound. We're in the middle of the second. It's Rushi nothing, Minster nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tender loin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Mike Greasep hits here for Rushi in the bottom of the second inning. And on a 2-2 count, he swings at a high fastball, climbs the ladder, and misses. He is out on strikes. Good riser thrown by Kaus of Minster. Good velocity on that pitch. It was out of the zone. And Greasep waved at it, couldn't connect. Here is Parker Lloyd, freshman, first baseman for Rushi. First delivery to him, a ball out of the zone, a ball, no strikes, 1-0. Good stuff displayed by both pitchers so far in this game. There's a curveball drilled on a line to left. Well hit by Parker Lloyd. Left fielder for Minster charges, and it's caught by Rylan Edwards. He came dashing in toward the shortstop position and snared it waist high. Ball was tagged off the bat of Lloyd, line out to left. Two down for Rushi, bottom of the second inning. Here's Benjamin York. Wears number 8 on his back. Benjamin bats from the left side. He's the right-hand jump shooter in that fine Rushi state championship starting 5 basketball team. But he is a southpaw, a lefty at the plate. And he swings, and it's a towering fly to left down the line. It's curling into foul ground. Here is Edwards on the move toward the fence in foul territory. Yes, he's got it. Last two outs in the bottom of the second for Rushi, recorded by Minster's left fielder, Edwards. 3 up, 3 down for the Raiders. And at the end of 2, Minster nothing, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side, from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Bergman on the hill for Rushi, his third inning of work, and he fires to the leadoff batter, Dylan Heitkamp, who hits a ground ball to short. Here is Berdanger coming in, makes the field, hesitation on the throw, late at first base. Good scoop by Parker Lloyd for the Raiders. Cordonier made the move in from the deep shortstop spot on the grass, much closer to the shortstop position than the back edge of the mound, but he didn't get the ball out of the glove cleanly, made a belated throw to first, and Dylan Heitkamp, with good hustle, beat it out at first base. That goes down as an infield single. Runner at first, Heitkamp to start the third for the Minster Wildcats. Let's see what Louis Magoteau does here. Magoteau at the plate. Runner is going. Foul to the screen. It was a hit and run. No balls and a strike. Nothing in one on Magoteau. Mr. Head Coach Mike Wiss had the runner at first moving on that first delivery to the plate to Magoteau, who swings from the right side. Well in at third is Unverfirth for Rushi. Borchers deep in center. Second baseman and shortstop for the Raiders. Double play depth. Bergman fires low on a bounce, and that enables the runner, Heitkamp, at first to steal second on the bouncing ball to the plate. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Magoteau. No one out. Minster with a serious scoring threat here in the top of the third. Nothing game. Bergman looks back at second for a long time. Pitches to the plate, and Magoteau swings and corks a foul behind home out of play. A ball, two strikes, 1-2. Magoteau wears those white gloves. I wish I had that pair of white gloves he's got on right now. It is chilly here at Rushi. He whips the bat around with those white batting gloves, and Magoteau looks at a delivery from Bergman, which is low and outside for a ball, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Magoteau for Minster. Top of the third, and it is a nothing-nothing game. Minster posing a scoring threat. Magoteau swings, hits a humpback liner to right. Rushi, right fielder, in on a flash, and spears it for the out. Fine play by the Raiders in right field, Benjamin York. got on his horse and galloped into short right field and snatched that ball. The runner at second, Heitkamp, holds for Minster. Ball was ticketed for a single, but it's a line out to right. One down for Minster here in the top of the third inning. Here is James Niemeyer, who on defense has turned in a fine unassisted double play so far in this game. There's a strike above the waist on the outside half. Good opening pitch by Bergman. Nothing and one on Niemeyer. Niemeyer nervously moves that bat around. Now he's set. Bergman peeks back at second. Pitch to Niemeyer, bouncing, and it is kept out in front of the catcher counts, but it rolls away from him far enough for the runner on second for Minster to move on down to third. So the advancement from second to third by Heitkamp, and now Rushi brings the infield in a little bit. 1-1 count on Niemeyer, who swings and hits it foul, a late cut, and the ball's out of play to the right side. One ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Niemeyer. Runner at third for Minster is Heitkamp. He's moved up on a steal and a wild pitch. The last pitch of short hop, the catcher, and got away. There's a curveball, low and outside. It rolls away from Counts, who quickly pounces on it and keeps the Minster runner at third. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Niemeyer. Of course, a fly ball of moderate depth would score Heitkamp from third. He's got good speed. Here's Bergman's 2-2 pitch. Runner at third, one out for Minster. Fastball grounded to Cordonier at short. Fine play by Cordonier. He throws to the plate to Counts, and he misses the tag. And the runner, Heitkamp, slides in around safely. What a play by Heitkamp. Ball was there in time. Counts lurched at the sliding runner, who went to the foul side of home plate, to the rear of the right-hand batter's box, and got a hand in the nick of time and beat the tag by Counts. Cordonier made the clean play at short. The throw was there in time. But give Heitkamp all the credit in the world, and the run scores. Niemeyer safe on the fielder's choice. Play went from 6-2, shortstop to the catcher, a run in for Minster. 1-0 Wildcats, top of the third. The count is a ball and no strikes, 1-0 on Reese Bear, second baseman for Minster. Bear hits from the left side. Here is the pitcher Bergman looking at first. Long wait. Here's the high hold. The pitch up and away for a ball. 2-0. High school baseball so often all about the freebies. The pass balls, the wild pitches, the hit batters, the runners who move up 90 feet without much going on. And that's how Minster's got it done here in the third inning. The count is 3-0 on Bear. Three balls, no strikes. 3-0, runner at first for Minster. One out, a run home here in the third. 3-0 pitch is above the letters for ball four. Here's Ian Holman stepping in for the Minster Wildcats. Head coach Kevin Flippo of Rushi makes a trip to the mound. 1-0 Minster. Top of the third, 2-on, 1-out. Wildcats have scored to take the early lead here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Short visit on the bump by Rushi head coach Kevin Flippo. Bergman, the pitcher for the Raiders, is in the stretch position. Runners at first and second, one away. Minster, top of the third, a run in. Here's Ian Holman, who takes a pitch low and away for a ball. Holman struck out to finish the first inning for Minster. Wildcats have had a couple of hits. Bear, who just reached on the walk, singled in the first. Infield single by Kemp. Here in the third inning for Minster. There's a ball up and in, 2-0 on Holman. Holman ahead in the count. Bergman falling behind. Two on, one away for Minster. Top of inning number three. Wildcats hold a 1-0 lead. Holman cuts on the 2-0 pitch and fouls it back, and it's 2-1. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Holman. Chilly night for baseball here at Rushi. Slight wind blowing in from the northeast across the diamond from the left field foul pole to the right field corner. Right-hand batter Holman. Two ball, one strike count, two on for Minster, which leads 1-0. Down and in, and the count goes to 3-1. Bergman being challenged to find the zone here in this third inning. He has not been helped by his defense, as quite honestly, Bergman should be out of the frame and sitting in the dugout home free without a run scored. Here's a pitch strike on the inside corner. Nicely done by Bergman, and it's 3-2. The batter, Holman for Minster. Big pitch here, 3-2, one down. With just one away, it's doubtful the runners would be moving. Here is Bergman stretching, pitches to Holman. Holman swings and hits a high pop foul along the first baseline. It's drifting to the right of us and the press box up here and out of play. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on Holman, who spoiled that last pitch, which was on the outside corner. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards, we are production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, and we offer assembly and warehousing too. Production support in Rushi, always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer at production support. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. 3-2 pitch, Bergman to Holman. It's nubbed to third. Unberforth charges. Oh, he has trouble getting it out of his glove, and he throws it away at first base. It's down the right field line. A run scores, and the Wildcats advance runners to second and third on the throwaway. Rushi's defense has been weak here in the third inning without question. That goes down as E6. Two runs in for Minster. 2-0 advantage, Wildcats, who are in position to plate more. Runners at second and third. Rylan Edwards bats. Pitched by Bergman on the outside corner for a strike. The runs in the inning unearned. Bergman not benefiting from solid defense at all. It has left a lot to be desired. Rushi's defense has put the club in a hole. There's a ball drilled on a line off the glove of Cordonier. It rolls toward the second baseman. All hands are safe. A run scores. Runner on second stays put. Edwards at first with the infield single. Another run in for Minster, which leads 3-0. 3-0 Wildcats, top of the third inning. That ball was ripped. Cordonier was in. Had he been back, he probably would have a little better play on the ball. He had to dive off to his left. He got the ball in the web for a brief instant, and then it splashed out. My mistake, that last ball was hit to Unver for the third. It was Cordonier earlier in the inning that had the ball hit off the tip end of the glove. Unverfirth made the poor throw at first on that last play. Had a difficult time getting the ball out of the mitt. That's at least a couple times in this game. The Raiders have not yanked the ball out of the glove cleanly. The count is a ball and a strike on Hemmelgarn, who hits from the left side. Three runs for Minster in the inning. Shoddy defense by Rushi. Outfield around to the right for the left-hand batter. Here's the pitch to the plate. It is lifted down the left field line. It is fair by about 5 or 6 feet. A humpback liner scores another run for Minster. Runners at first and second on the base hit by Hemmelgarn, who didn't hit it hard, but placed it perfectly several feet fair along the left field line over the head of Unverfirth at third for Rushi. And it's a 4-0 lead for the Wildcats. The pitcher Bergman deserving a lot better fate in this inning for Rushi, that's for sure. That ball was not hit hard. There's been sloppy defense that's helped the Minster cause. And the pitch to Wiss is up and away for a ball. Andrew Wiss stepping in for Minster, which leads 4-0, top of the third. Two on for the Wildcats. Bergman fires, it missed inside, just off the edge, a fastball, a ball and a strike. Just one out for Minster still here in the third inning. Four runs have been plated. Here's the throw home by Bergman, up and away for ball two, 2-1. My mistake, I should say 3-0. 3-0 on Wiss, three balls, no strikes. Minster has been the beneficiary of poor defense by Rushi here in the third inning. Give the Wildcats credit. They have capitalized, and the pitch misses off the inside corner, and it buckled the hitter, Wiss, who stepped away from it, took it for ball four, and the bases are loaded for Minster with one down here in the third, four runs in, and here comes Coach Flippo to the mound for the Raiders, and we could see a pitching change. That's to be determined. 4-0 Wildcats lead it. Still just one away, top of the third inning on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
That tall, lanky right-hander Michael Voisard on the mound for the Rushi Raiders. He wears 21 on his back. He's just a junior. And he was in the lineup in this game for the Rushi Raiders as the DH, hitting in the seventh spot. And he comes in from the bullpen here to pitch. Bases clogged for Minster, which leads 4-0. Wildcats have plated 4 here in the third. 4-zip lead for Minster over Rushi. Bases loaded, still just one away. And the count is a ball and no strikes, 1-0. On the hitter, Connor Schmiesing, who bats ninth in the Minster lineup. Bases full. Boisard swings into action, and the ball is popped to short left. It might fall. It's along the line. The left fielder, Grishup, makes a terrific play. Diving catch by Grishup, who throws from the ground back into the infield. The runner for Minster on third tagged and scored, and the lead is 5-0 for the Minster Wildcats. What a play by Grisha. If he doesn't make that play and the ball skids on behind him, it might clear the bases completely. But it's an out. A run does score for Minster. Runner at third tagged. Let's see if Rushi might appeal to third that the runner left early. I think that's what is going to take place. Voisard throws to third, and the plate umpire says safe. Nope, the runner did tag properly. Two away for Minster, top of the third inning. Wildcats lead 5-0. That was a superb play defensively by Rushi in an inning of not-so-superb plays. New batter for Minster is Heitkamp, who began this inning with an infield single, fouled out of play to the right off the bat of Heitkamp. Runners out first and second for the Wildcats. Here is the one-strike pitch to Heitkamp coming from Voisard of Rushi. It's a high fastball fouled behind home plate, and the count's nothing and two. Voisard's got a little bit of a hitch in that delivery. Could be deceiving until, as a hitter, you do adjust. Voisard into the stretch. Looks at runners at first and second. Comes home. Ball fouled. Yanked toward the Rushi dugout alongside third. Hits the fence rail and bounds away. Top of the third inning. It is 5-0 Minster over Rushi, as the Wildcats have plated 5. It'll be tricky to tally up the unearned markers in this inning. There have been at least a few. There's a high one outside the zone, and it's 1-2 on the batter. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. Two out for Minster, top of the third, 5-0 Wildcats. It's been a long top half of this inning. Voisard way upstairs on that delivery, and it's a two-ball, two-strike count. 2-2 on the right-in hitting Heitkamp. Feet spread far apart at the plate. Boisard looks at second for Rushi. He comes home. Swing and a miss. Good fastball. A heater upstairs. And the batter, Heitkamp, climbed the ladder. Couldn't catch up to it. Boisard gets the strikeout to end the third inning for Minster, which plates five. We go to the bottom of the third. Minster Wildcats 5, Rushi Raiders nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
And welcome back here to Rushi. Jack Kramer with engineer Derek Olding. It's a little chilly on this night. Our first high school baseball presentation for you on scoresbroadcast.com. 5-0 Minster, plating five unearned runs in the top of the third. Craig Fissinger and I put our heads together. We couldn't come up with an earned run in that half inning, but Minster, as Rushi's defense was not good. Minster moved the runners around and sent 10 to the plate and scored five times to lead 5-0. We start the bottom of the third inning. Boisard hitting for Rushi. He came on in relief of Bergman there in the top of the third inning, and Boisard is ahead in the count. 2-0 against Caleb Kaus, the pitcher for the Minster Wildcats. The senior left-hander throws upstairs, and it's 3-1. Kaus behind against Boisard. Production Support, Inc. and Rushi promote Scores Broadcast in the many schools and athletic programs in the region that we follow with online coverage. Production Support and Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. Boisard swings and fouls it out of the mid of the catcher, and the count is full. 3-2 on Boisard. Bottom of the third, Minster 5 and Rushi nothing. 5 unearned runs by the Wildcats in the top of the frame. Boisard just about spans the entire length of the left-hand batter's box, and he looks over a pitch that catches the outside corner. Oh, what an offering on 3-2 by Caleb Kaus of Minster as that ball nipped the outside corner. Good pitch. And that was the correct call by the plate umpire, as Boisard appeared to nod his head as he walked away from home plate. One down for Rushi, bottom of the fifth. Swing and a miss by Leo Counts, strike one. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on Counts, the catcher for the Raiders. That pitch hits the front edge of home plate, and it's a ball and a strike. Well, as we get over the common cold, the chilly air here at Rushi makes you feel like you've got the cold all over again. Wind blowing from left to right. Count a ball and two strikes as Counts golfed at that pitch and missed. Cass swings into action. Ball grounded and Emeyer at short. He gloves, throws high to first. Nice spear job at first base by Ian Holman as he went up top and caught the ball in the webbing. Kept his toe in the bag. The length of Holman makes the play. Niemeyer, 6-3, fields it short and guns down the batter runner at first base. Two away for Rushi here in the bottom of the third. Kaus works into action as the pitch is bouncing to the plate for a ball, 1-0. Niemeyer, the shortstop for Minster, an extremely capable pitcher, had a great year last season as a junior on the mound for the Wildcats, trying to get his body healthy, can't run at full speed. The football and basketball nagging injuries have plagued him. I tell you what, Kaus is looking pretty good on the mound here for Minster today. Count now two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Bergman of Rushi. 2 2/3 innings of shutout baseball so far for Kaus, who will give Coach Mike Wiss, if Niemeyer is slow to getting back on the bump, Kaus will give the Wildcats some added pitching depth. Here's a ball rifled off the bat of Bergman, fair inside the line at first between Holman and the bag. It's in the right field corner. The Wildcats chase it down, and the batter runner for Rushi darts around first into second base with a two-bagger. Nice hit by Bergman, double down the right field line as he barreled up an outside fastball and scorched it a foot or two fair, and it's a runner at second for the Raiders with two down here in the third. Back to the top of the order and Vince Borchers. Borchers walked his first time up to start the game for Rushi. Good pitch by Kaus. Breaking ball on the outside corner at the belt. Nothing and one. 0-1 on Borchers. Outfield pretty much straight away. Second baseman for Minster, bluffing toward the bag. That pitch is wide, a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Borchers. Vince was not on the ball diamond last year, didn't play spring baseball. Obviously, he was the catalyst, the quarterback of that state championship basketball team. There's a bouncing ball to the plate, gets away for the Minster catcher, and moving up to third is Bergman. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Borchers. What a basketball campaign for the Raiders. And Vince Borchers, of course, he guided that team from that guard position, was outstanding. His defense was relentless. Superb decision maker, penetrated the lane, got the ball in the hands of the scorers. And Borchers has walked here with two down in the third for Rushi. Runners at the corners now. First and third for the Raiders, who trail the Wildcats by five. And here's Braylon Cordonier. A big swing of the bat here could make this a 5-3 game very quickly. Not sure that Borchers will be running. That would leave first base open. Minster would then, I think, walk Cordonier. Might pitch around him a little bit anyway. Here's the pitch by Kaus up and in at the chest of Cordonier. A ball and no strikes, 1-0. Two out for Rushi, bottom of the third. Minster leads 5-0. Outfield deep around to the right for Cordonier, who swings from the left side. The left-hand pitcher Kaus throws upstairs, and it's ball two. Now, Kaus may elect to force Cordonier to swing at one off the plate and get himself out. As Kaus has yet to throw a strike, that one's below the knees for ball three. 3-0 on Cordonier. Two outs for the Raiders. Bottom of the third. Wildcats lead 5-0. 3-0 pitch way inside for ball four. And now they're loaded for Cooper Unverfirth for Rushi. Unverfirth steps in. Borchers and Cordonier reach after the double, but Grant Bergman. And there's a conference at the mound spearheaded by Minster head coach Mike West. Two down for Rushi. Bottom of the third inning. 5-0 Minster in the lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Well, here's a chance now for Rushi to get back into this game. Raiders need a big two-out hit. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Cooper Unverfirth. Bases loaded for Rushi, two out. Minster leads 5-0, bottom of the third. And the pitch from the left-hander Kaus is low, and it's 3-0. The first two pitches were out of the zone. Three on for the Raiders. Three balls, no strikes. Let's see if Unverfirth is swinging. No, he's not. Fastball is a good one. It's on the outside half of the plate. First strike one. It's 3-1 on Unverfirth. Bases loaded for the Raiders. Two down. That was way wide, and it's ball four. And a run comes home for Rushi. Three walks in the inning for the Minster pitcher, Kaus. And here's Micah Griesup. And a long ball here would tie this game up. 5-1 lead, Minster. Bottom of the third, bases still loaded, a run in for Rushi. The pitch to Griesup, yes, curveball. Broke on the outside corner, a strike. That was a backdoor breaking ball to the hitter, Griesup. Griesup's got that left foot, the stride leg, well up in the box. Right-hand batter takes strike two. Good hitter's pitch. About waist high, Griesup couldn't pull the trigger, and he's down. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Outfield deep, Shays the right-hand batter to the left. Here's Kaus's two-strike pitch way high, and it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2. 1-2 on Griesup. Big batter here. Minster up 5-1. Way outside. Kaus missed the zone by plenty, and it's two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Another base on balls would make it an interesting decision for Minster head coach Mike Wiss. He doesn't want to pull Kaus any sooner than he has to with a 5-1 lead. Strike three called. Big delivery by Kaus, the pitcher for Minster. He whipped a fastball on the outside part of the plate, belt high. And the batter for the Rushi Raiders, Micah Griesup, couldn't take a cut on that one. And Minster gets through the third with a 5-1 lead. Rushi scores one, Wildcats up four as we go to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Well, Minster bats here in the top of the fourth in front 5-1 over Rushi. Thanks so much to a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Fox Supply. First batter here for the Wildcats is Lewis Magato, who swings at a high fastball and misses strike one. Voisard on the mound for Rushi in relief of Grant Bergman. That one's a wide pitch to the plate, looked over by the batter Magato. He takes a ball, a strike, 1-1. 5-1 lead, Minster, top of the fourth inning. Voisard with a herky-jerky delivery upstairs, ball two. 2-1 on Magato. So far in this game, he's grounded to short and line to right. Swings, and it's a very high fly ball, middle of the infield. First baseman Parker Lloyd for Rushi in on the grass. He catches for the out. Nice play by him for the Raiders. Good job by Lloyd. He called everybody off. Magato out on the pop to first. And here is James Niemeyer for Minster. He has walked and been safe on a fielder's choice. He swings and hits a little bloop into short left field. It might fall in front of Greasup. No! Another sliding catch by the Raider left fielder. He's had two defensive gems in this game. One on the left field foul line. And that one there robbing Niemeyer, who punched the ball to short left field. Good hustle by Greasup. He has looked sharp in left field. Infield play by the Raiders has not been so good in this game, but Grisa has played well on the defensive side out in the left. Two down for Minster here in the top of the fourth inning. Magato, the pop out to second. Niemeyer, the short fly to left. Here's left-hand batting Reese Bear. A ball and a strike on him, 1-1. Fox Supply, a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in very large volumes, and we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and our schools' athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com for 20 years. It looks like Greasup will get a chance again as Bear skies the ball to left. Creasup a step or two to his right. He gloves it for the out. That's a quick inning for Minster here in the top of the fourth after the Wildcats scored five in the previous frame. We go to the bottom of the fourth, 5-1. Minster over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bakken's. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Back to Rushi. Hello once again from here at Rushi. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Olding, our engineer. I think I jumped the gun just a smidgen there, Derek, who didn't have my mic up soon enough. I had a quick start. Bottom of the fourth inning, it is 5-1 in favor of Minster over Rushi. And Rushi's new hitter to start the bottom of the inning is Parker Lloyd, who hits a high foul fly near the Rushi dugout out of play. Nothing in one, 0-1 on the batter. Through scoresbroadcast.com, Fox Supply in Minster continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities further. Fox Supply, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, located in Minster now for nearly 50 years and one of many organizations that helps make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. Fox Supply in Minster, thank you so much. A ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Parker Lloyd, who foul tips into the mitt of the Minster catcher. Good hang by Heitkamp behind home plate, and the out is recorded. One down for Rushi here in the bottom of the fourth, and Benjamin York steps in. 5-1 lead, Rushi on top, or I should say Minster on top. The 6'4" York swings from the left side and looks a pitch over, and it's called a strike on the outside corner. Klaus, the left-hander on the mound for Minster, endured a tough third inning. As York swings, grounds the ball to second. It's rolling to the second baseman. Reese Baer for Minster. He gobbles it up and shuffles the throw on to Holman at first for the out. And the hitter for the Raiders is retired. Ground ball to second off the bat of York. Two down now for the Raiders here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Last play went from 4-3, second to first. Boisard is now the Rushi hurler, is in the left-hand batter's box. Klaus goes to work on him, low and away, and it's a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Boisard for the Raiders. Winding, pitching again is Klaus. He throws a hard fastball in above the letters. Boisard chases, misses, and it's a strike. A ball, a strike, 1-1. That pitch is up and away, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, 2-1 on Boisard of Rushi, which trails 5-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Delivery home is grounded towards short. Nice play by Niemeyer. He charged in a step or two. Threw it high and wide, but Holman, with the length of that frame of his, reaches up to snatch that baseball out of the air and record the out at first. Niemeyer to Holman. Three up, three down for The Rushi Raiders here in the fourth. We go to the fifth. Minster 5, Rushi 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Here comes Minster to the plate in the top of the fifth inning, leading 5-1. And the first pitch by Voisard of Rushi is fouled out of play off the bat of Ian Holman of Minster. Holman has struck out, been safe on an error at short so far in this game. Minster Wildcats plated 5 unearned runs in the third inning. Rushi's defense was sloppy, and Minster took advantage. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Holman. Voisart's pitch is outside the strike zone, 2-1. Holman's been solid at first base. He's had two or three lengthy stretches to pick off throws. Swing and a miss by Holman on a throw to the plate by Voisard, which was off the outside edge, and the count's even up at 2-2. This is our first high school baseball presentation of the spring here on scoresbroadcast.com. Wind up, pitch to the plate. Is hit hard toward third to the left of Unverfirth and in the hole in the left field. Holman spanks a single. Sharp base knock by Holman. Unverfirth lunged off to his left, couldn't glove it. And the ball was placed perfectly off the bat of Holman into left for a base wrap. Runner on first, one down for Minster here in the inning. Or I should say that's the leadoff batter for the Wildcats here in the fifth. No one away. Ryland Edwards steps in. He looks at a pitch down and away for a ball. 1-0. Edwards has an infield single to his credit. Has been retired once. Popped out to second. His first trip to the plate. Holman with a short lead. Faking the bunt attempt is Edwards. He pulls the bat back. Looked it over for ball two. 2-0 on Edwards. 5-1 lead Minster, top of the fifth inning. Short lead at first. And Voisard throws over to Parker Lloyd, who reaches up to snag the ball. Even with home plate is the batter Edwards. He swipes at the pitch to the plate with a bunt attempt, whiffs. Ball gets away from the catcher, counts. Runner at first holds, and it's strike two. Or I should say a strike one Two ball, one strike count, 2-1 on Edwards. Boisard throws. Ooh, just a little bit low. Counts, the catcher wanted it, so did Boisard. Good look by Edwards. And it's a three ball, one strike count. Rushi can't afford to give up any more. Minster leads 5-1. We're in the top of the fifth. Here's Edwards hitting the ball to the right side. The field is made. The throw to the second base bag to Cordonier, who catches and then in his haste to get the ball out of his mitt, loses it. No chance for a play at first. Base umpire makes the correct call. Force out at second base on the ground ball to the second baseman for the Rushi Raiders. Good play by Caleb. And we had a pitching change upcoming here for Rushi with one out, one on, top of the fifth inning. Minster batting, leading 5-1. New pitcher for the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
It is 5-1 Minster. Wildcats have it out. A runner on. Top of the fifth inning. New pitcher Caleb Unverfirth for the Rushi Raiders. Hey, the best morning breakfast is in Rushi. It's the best breakfast around. It's at the Rushi Inn, where the aroma of fresh eggs cooking, hot coffee percolating, are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. Yep, coffee at 6, breakfast at 6:30 until 10:30 each weekday, breakfast until 1 on Saturdays, 8 to 1 on Sundays. The Rushi Inn, the inn thing for early breakfast away from home, or before you start a long day at work, or on the road. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only early breakfasts in West Central Ohio. All day each day, Monday to Friday, sample our delicious specials. Monday, pizza and subs. Tuesday, tacos. Wednesday, wings. Thursday, tenderloin. The popular inn thing for food out is the Rushi Inn Eat In or Carry Out. Order online at the Rushi Inn Facebook page. Go to the Order Toast tab. And don't forget DoorDash coming soon. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. The popular inn thing for food out, the Rushi Inn. Here's a wild pitch at home, and the runner for the Minster Wildcats moves up from first to second. One down for Minster. Man aboard at second base. Top of the fifth inning. And the count is a ball and a strike on Hemmelgarn, who swings from the left side. Here is Unverfirth on the bump now for Rushi. Third pitcher for the Raiders today. Oh, a good breaking ball. And the hitter swings over top and misses. 1-2. A ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Hemmelgarn. He wears number 9 on his back. The junior with his feet spread apart, crouched over a little at the plate. Breaking ball, Unverfirth misses wide. Didn't catch the outside corner. Tried to backdoor the hitter, and it didn't reach the zone. So it's 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Unverfirth. Runner at second for Minster. Pitch to the plate. Yes, strike three called above the belt on the inside corner. Good waist-high slider pumped in there by Unverfirth to record the second out. Hemmelgarn retired. And here is Andrew West stepping in for Minster. He's been out on a fly ball to left and walked. He swings, grounds to first. First baseman for the Raiders soaks it up. It's Parker Lloyd. He runs to the bag and beats Wist there for the out. We are in the middle of the fifth inning. 5-1 Minster over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
It is the bottom of the fifth inning. Rushi trails Minster 5-1. Caleb Cow still on the mound for the Wildcats. Good start for him. The senior left-hander has given up just a run and a hit. And he is up a ball and two strikes on the first hitter for Rushi. In the bottom of the fifth inning, it's Counts, the catcher. As Cow swings into action, fouled over the screen behind home, and it's still 1-2. Next Tuesday night, we will be at Day Air Park, the home of the Dayton Dragons. Fort Loramie plays Anna. Next Tuesday night, first pitch at 6. There's a pitch on the ground through the left-hand batter's box, and it's a two-ball, two-strike count on Counts. Counts, the left-hander, on the bump for Minster. Turns toward the plate. Ooh, it just missed off the outside corner. Right height. Just around the edge of the plate. It missed the black. Here is the full count pitch. Swing and a miss by Counts. A low breaking ball. He came up empty. He's out on strikes. Here is Grant Bergman stepping in now for Rushi. He's doubled in this game. That was in the third inning when the Raiders scored their only run, had a chance for more, left the bases loaded. Bergman swings, first pitch, high fly ball to right field. Minster right fielder moves toward the line. The ball's tailing away. He gets a glove on it but drops it. And it's loose in the grass, covered up by Minster eventually. And the batter runner Bergman is on at third. It's a three-base error on Minster's right fielder, Hemmelgarn. Weird play. There is a little bit of wind blowing to right, and the ball continued to curl away from the right fielder, Hemmelgarn. He did squarely get the mitt on the ball, held the glove up, and the ball went in and out of it, popped away from him, and good hustle by the batter runner for Rushi, Grant Bergman, as he sped all the way around to third. Three base error. The count is a strike on the new hitter for the Raiders. Leadoff batter Vince Borchers, as the Raiders try to get a two-out hit and to nibble away at this four-run deficit. The count, no balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss by Borchers. Good breaking ball from Kaus as he tries to bounce back here in the fifth inning and shut down the Raiders. There's a high fastball. Borchers comes up empty. Swing and a miss. I may have mistakenly said there were two down. There was one away before the strikeout by Vince. And here's Cordonier. Rushi unable to get the run in from third with one out. The lead still 5-1 for Minster. Kaus goes to work on Cordonier, and it's low and away for a ball. Cordonier has lined into a double play, had bad luck back in the first inning with Borchers at first. Braylon smoked one to Niemeyer at short, who made a nifty grab and dove back in to tag Borchers before he could get to the bag at second. Borchers had walked, moved up on a wild pitch, and he was doubled up on the Cordonier line drive to Niemeyer. The count here is 2-1 on the batter Cordonier, with two down for Rushi in the bottom of the fifth inning. Raiders left the bases loaded in the fourth. Had a runner, Bergman, at third with one out here in the fifth. Now there are two away. There's a high bouncing ball, yanked foul, between the Minster dugout down below us at the first base bag. And the count is 2-2, 2-2 on Cordonier. Wind blowing to the right field corner. If Braylon could get a hold of one, he could send it out of here. Little number up the first baseline, foul, and it's still 2-2 on Cordonier. Kaus, the left-hander for Minster, has performed in gritty fashion on the mound. He has been locked in, good control around the strike zone, getting ahead of hitters, and seems to be picking up momentum as this game proceeds. 2-2 pitch to Cordonier. Just off the plate outside. Good spot. Catcher set up on the outside corner. And the pitcher, Kaus, just missed it. And the count is full, 3-2. 3-2, 3-2 on Cordonier. Two down for Rushi, bottom of the fifth. 5-1 Minster. Throw to the plate is in the dirt, and Cordonier walks. No way could he hit that ball. And the Raiders have runners on the corners for Cooper Unverfirth. Again, Rushi, a big extra base hit away from getting right back into this game. Runners at first and third. Let's see if Cordonier might be stealing. 5 runs, 4 hits for Minster, an error. A run, a hit, 3 errors for Rushi, which had a very bad third inning defensively and gave up 5 unearned runs. The pitch to Unverfirth is just a hair low. Oh, the catcher Heitkamp for Minster wanted that one, didn't get it. A ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Unverfirth. First and third for Rushi. 2 down in the inning. That's in the dirt off the inside corner, and it's 2-0. Will be interesting to see how much more patience head coach Mike Wiss has with Kaus. We'll check on the pitch count for the Minster hurler in a moment or so. That's down over the plate, but low, and it's 3-0. And Kaus is in jeopardy now of loading the bases. He did so back in the third, and he does again here with the pitch up and outside the zone. Well, the bases are full for Mike Agresip. Count him, that's 6 walks for Kaus. His control has been pretty good, except for that third inning when he walked 3 in succession. Now they're loaded once more for Agresip from the right side. and the pitcher, Kaus, has had his number. He's fanned him twice. Wind-up position for Kaus. Here's the delivery, low in the dirt. Uh-oh, the runner at third for Rushi has a hard time getting back. He stumbles, and he's thrown out at third base. Poor base running by the Raiders there. The pitch was low and inside. The Rushi runner at third came down the line too far and slipped in his attempt to hustle back to third. And it was a terrific play by the Minster third baseman. Well done by Andrew Wiss. He snagged the throw from the catcher Heitkamp on the short hop and laid the tag on the Raider runner who was trying to slip back into the bag. And Grant Bergman was tagged out. We go to the sixth inning. It's Minster 5, Rushi 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Caleb Unverfirth on the mound for Rushi here in the top of the sixth inning. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on the batter for the Minster Wildcats, who is Connor Schmiesing. He has been out pitcher to first and flown to left. Here's an upper past the mound. Cordonier charges it short. He's got it. Fires to first to Parker Lloyd for the out. One down for Minster here in the top of the sixth inning. Play goes from 6-3. Cordonier to the first baseman on the softly hit grounder off the bat of Schmiesing. Here is Heitkamp at the plate for Minster. Fourth trip. He has struck out, safe on an infield hit. It could have been called an error. And has flown to center. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Heitkamp. Outside, 2-0. Rushi in the sixth inning will have Greasep back at the plate with a fresh count. He was batting when the Raider runner Bergman was picked off third. It'll be Greasep, Lloyd, and York. The count 2-1 and now 3-1 on Heitkamp. Three balls and a strike. Third pitcher used today by head coach Kevin Flippo. Here is the pitch, and it is down below the knees, and it's a ball, and it's ball four on Heitkamp. He gets a free pass, brings up Magoteau. Louis Magoteau steps in for Minster so far in this game. He has lined out hard to right field. Popped out to first and walked. My mistake, grounded to short. And popped to first and lined to right. The count of ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Magoteau. Runner at first. He's stealing. Oh, Heitkamp got a great jump. The throw is wide of second into right center. Heitkamp pops up off the ground and strides on to third. Throwing error by the Raiders. And unofficially, that's at least error number four for Rushi in this game. All Minster runs unearned. It is 5-1 in favor of Minster. Top of the sixth, and Minster has Heitkamp at third with just one down. And the count, two balls, no strikes, and Magato, who looks at a pitch below the knees, and it is 3-0. 3-0 in Magato. Runner at third, Heitkamp. Breaking ball, strike, 3-1. Three balls, one strike, 3-1 on the Minster hitter. Unreferred for a breaking pitch is nubbed foul to the third base side of home plate, and it's 3-2. Minster trying to tack on an extra run, an insurance run it would be. 5-1 lead, a runner at third, one down, 3-2 pitch, grounded to third, runner holds there, the throw across the diamond in time for the out, and there are two away for Minster here in the sixth inning. Good play by the Raiders to record the out at first. Cooper Unverfirth across the diamond. The new hitter steps in for Minster, and he ropes the ball into short center for a single, and here's another run coming home. Base hit into short center as Niemeyer drops one in. Niemeyer had walked, been safe in a fielder's choice, and flown to left. Big hit for Niemeyer. And Minster's able to get that run back that the Wildcats gave up in the third inning. And it's now 6-1 in favor of Minster. Here's Reese Baer, who looks the pitch over. Plate umpire thought about calling it a strike and motions inside by a smidgen. The ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Baer. Runner at first for Minster, two down in the sixth. Runner going, ball fouled toward the Minster dugout. One ball, one strike. 1-1 on Baer here for Minster. Two down, sixth inning, 5-run lead Wildcats. Here is the delivery to the plate. Breaking pitch, pop foul over the Rushi dugout. Third base side, still 1-2. One ball, two strikes, 1-2. Here is the pitcher, Unverfirth, checking. Steps off the rubber. And then fakes a throw to first base, a ball and two strikes, two out for Minster. Here in the top of the sixth inning, we'll check with Craig Fissinger here in a moment, given that throwing error by the Raiders, which allowed the runner to move up to third from where he scored. That probably is an unearned run. Yes, that's six unearned runs by Minster in this game. And the count, two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Baer. 2-2 on Reese, runner at second. The runner, which scored from third base for Minster, moved up there as a result of a bad throw at second on a steal attempt. Strike three called, borderline, outside corner at the chest. And the batter, Baer, is called out on strikes. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Rushi trails Minster. Wildcats lead it 6-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Welcome back here to Rushi Chili Night, our first baseball presentation on scoresbroadcast.com of the spring. Temperature probably down around 42 degrees or so, wind blowing from the northeast to the right field part of the diamond here at the Rushi Complex. 6-1 lead, Minster on top of Rushi, which bats in the bottom of the sixth inning. Grishup steps in. He was batting when the Raiders had a runner picked off third to close out the bottom of the fifth. And a new hurler on the mound for the Minster Wildcats is Andrew Kettner. Kettner, fine basketball player, good baseball performer as well. Comes over the top with that right-hand delivery. First pitch was a strike. Second pitch, a curveball just off the plate outside. And it's a ball and a strike. Kettner following up Kaus on the mound for Minster, despite the fact that Niemeyer, the shortstop for the Wildcats, is not ready yet to throw on the bump. This Wildcats team is blessed with a core of fine hurlers. A ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Grishup, and that missed outside and high, and it's 2-2. Grishup has struck out twice so far in this game for Rushi, which scored a run back in the third thanks to three walks by Kaus. Pitch by Kettner, curveball, fouled at the plate, and it's still 2-2. Well, I like Kettner's motion over the top. He's got good downward bite on that breaking pitch. Outfield deep, straight away for Grishup. The pitch by Kettner, breaking ball lifted over short. Niemeyer into left center, and he makes a fine catch. Left his feet, and he snagged it in the webbing. Niemeyer has sparkled at shortstop here in this game today for the Minster Wildcats. Ball was ticketed for a base hit to short left center, but Niemeyer made it happen defensively. Here's Parker Lloyd stepping in now for Rushi with one down in the sixth. Pitch in the dirt inside, a ball. 1-0 on Lloyd. Parker's lined to left and struck out in two trips. Swing and a miss over top of the curveball. 1-1 on Lloyd. Kettner working quickly. Hustles up the next pitch, breaking ball off the plate outside, and it's 2-1. He has got a nasty overhand curve. It's got some downward spiral action on it. Here's the 2-1 offering, fouled to the screen, and it's 2-2. One out for Rushi, bottom of the sixth. Minster on top, 6-1. Six runs, five hits, an error for Minster, a run, a hit, and four errors for Rushi. That's right, four, including a couple others of omission. There's a ball tapped to first, and it's Bear who's got it to the right of the bag on the second bounce, and he beats the batter runner to first base for the out. I said Bear. I should have said Holman. The first baseman made the play for the Minster Wildcats. It was Holman unassisted, and there are two down for Rushi here in the inning. Parker Lloyd out, ground ball, first baseman. Benjamin York steps in from the left side, feet spread apart, swinging and a miss on the curveball, nothing and one on York. Lefty on lefty here. Rushi down to four outs. Breaking pitch misses in, and it's a ball and a strike, one and one on York. Kettner, every bit of 6'2 or so on the mound, delivers over the top, wide, outside, two balls and a strike, two and one. Two down for Rushi, bottom of the sixth, 6'1, Minster on top. Kettner again, low and in, under the knees of York. Lanky young man at 6'4, took it below the strike zone. And the count has worked to 3-1, 3-1 on York of Rushi. York tries to check at a pitch up, can't do it. It's a swinging strike, and it's 3-2. 3-2 on York, two down in the frame. Winding pitching is Kettner, and it bounces to the plate for ball four. York is aboard. Raiders have just one hit in this game, but Rushi's had at least six now reach base via the walk. Here is Michael Voisard stepping in. Correction, it is Unverfirth batting. The pitch to him is a ball, 1-0. Two down in the bottom of the sixth inning for Rushi, which trails 6-1. Still just one hit on the day for the Rushi Raiders. And that was a ball hit by Bergman between the first baseman and the bag, and it went for a triple down the line in the corner. Only base knock for the Raiders all evening. The count, a ball and a strike. Here's the ball spanked up the middle. It is over the second base bag into center. Nice clean hit into center field off the bat of Caleb Unverfirth. So the bottom of the order for the Raiders, Bergman and Caleb Unverfirth have done damage in this game. They've got the two hits for Rushi, which puts runners at first and second with two out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now stepping in is Leo Counts, the catcher. Pitching him is upstairs for a ball. 1-0 on Counts. Leads for the Raider runners at first and second. Here's the stretch by Kettner. Curveball is looped along the right field line. Yes, it's fair by about 7 or 8 feet. The runner from second for Rushi scores. The runner at first turns second, digs hard for third. And the Raiders have plated a run here in the bottom of the sixth inning on a two-out single that hugged the right field line. Here is Bergman stepping in after the hit, but Counts. Again, the bottom of the order for Rushi. Counts, Bergman, Caleb Unverfirth have done the damage. A triple, a pair of singles. It's now a 6-2 game in favor of Minster here in the bottom of the sixth. And here is Rushi trying to make this interesting in the bottom of the sixth inning. Two away for Rushi. Raiders now have three hits in this game. Minster with five total. Here's the ball thrown to Bergman, who swings. Look out. Long, high drive. Deep left field. Left fielder for Minster, Rylan Edwards, back near the fence. Has it for the out. Oh, that ball was ticketed for extra bases with a little push from a wind, which isn't blowing that way. That ball could have climbed out of here, but a great play by Edwards, who was deep enough to begin with, Bergman, who tripled earlier, got respect from the Minster outfield, and Edwards hauled it in. Nifty play, preventing further damage. A run scored Barucci in the sixth. It's 6-2, Minster. We go to the seventh on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street, is your family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Stylist Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher, owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Open Monday through Saturday, 40 years styling. That's right, 40 at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it at Cutaway Styling Salon. Walk into Cutaway and you will come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Top of the seventh inning, Minster 6, Rushi 2. Hitting here for the Minster Wildcats to start this frame is Ian Holman. Holman is singled, struck out, been safe on an error at short. Five hits officially for Minster as Holman flies one to pretty deep left center field. It is Borchers on the run into the gap near the fence. He can't get it. Holman is doubled to the fence. That ball was drilled by Holman as he smashed that one. A good 350 from home plate. Holman with a leadoff double for Minster here in the top of the seventh inning. Two-hit day for Holman. Got a pinch hitter for Minster stepping in. Dominic Meyer, Jr. is at the plate. Holman is down at second as Minster tries to play add-on up by 6-2. Six runs, six hits, an error for Minster. Two runs, three hits, four errors for Rushi. Pitch to Meyer, swing and a miss. In a low delivery by Unverfirth. There's a breaking ball around the plate off the inside corner, and it's a ball and a strike, 1-1 on Unverfirth, or I should say on the hitter for Minster, who is Dominic Meyer. Oh, that one bounces. Short hops, the catcher counts. And Minster's got another run 90 feet away at third as Holman steps his way to third base on the wild pitch at home. Infield up now for Rushi. Here is the 2-1 delivery home. It's in the dirt. Count smothers it at home plate, and it's 3-1. Rushi trying to prevent further damage. Already down 4. Rushi got a run back in the 6th. Minster had plated one in the top of the 6th. Good breaking pitch by Unverfirth. Swung over the top and missed by Meyer of Minster. And the count is 3-2. Big pitch here. Breaking ball down in the zone. Meyer cuts and misses for strike 3. Unverfirth with 2 twisters, couple of fine breaking balls. One down for Minster here in the top of the 7th. Another pinch batter here for the Minster Wildcats as we check our Minster roster. That's a Kettner who's been on the mound for Minster, who gets his first swing of this game. And the count's a ball and a strike, 1-1 on him. 1-1 on Kettner. Runner at third for Minster. 6-2 lead, Wildcats. There's a ball way up top. 2 balls and a strike, 2-1. 2-1 on Kettner. Unverfirth is in the windup mode. Swing and a miss by Kettner. He might have foul tipped it into the mitt of counts. And it's 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Kettner. Unverfirth offering curveball. Oh, it's a beauty. The batter, Kettner, swings and misses. He was over the top of that by 6 inches. Good comeback here by Unverfirth with a runner at third. He gets 2 strikeouts in the 6th inning. Well done here by Caleb Unverfirth of Rushi, who goes to work on the next hitter, who flies to right. And Rushi is going to get out of this inning unscathed as the Raiders' right fielder makes the catch easily. 2 strikeouts and a fly ball to right after Minster had advanced a runner to third. Wildcats are snuffed out in the 7th, but Minster leads 6-2 over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Here we go. Rushi batting, bottom of the seventh, down 6-2. Vince Borchers at the plate. He's walked twice and K'd. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Borchers. 6-2 lead, Minster. Six hits for the Wildcats, three for Rushi. Borchers takes a cut at a high fastball and comes up empty. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. Here is the pitch by Kettner. Breaking ball above the letters. Missed outside as well. That pitch didn't have the bite on it that Kettner needed. Didn't get it down into the zone. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Borchers. Kettner pitches again. Borchers golfs a fly ball to center. Should be real easy for the center fielder. For the Minster Wildcats, it is Connor Schmiesing who comes in a couple, three steps, and in his tracks, he makes the play. Catch by Schmiesing. Borchers retired. Soft fly ball to center. One down for Rushi here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's Braylon Cordonier. Cordonier, a couple of walks, and he's lined into a double play. Cordonier may very well have hit the ball hardest of anyone in this game tonight. It came way back in the first inning with Borchers at second. Cordonier lined and Niemeyer at short. Borchers had taken a step toward third. Niemeyer dove and tagged Borchers before he got to the bag. Here's a long drive powered by Cordonier to deep center field. The wind's pushing it. Oh, the wind didn't need to push it because that ball is out of here. Home run, Cordonier. That one sailed a good 380, 390. Well over the center field fence. There is a breeze blowing to right. It gave that ball a little extra push. And it was a no-doubter off the crack of the bat. Cordonier went down, got a curveball, and he smoked it to deep right center field for a long homer, and it's 6-3. Boy, the Raiders needed a big hit like that back in the third inning when Rushi scored one and Minster couldn't find the strike zone. Kaus walked three in that frame. But the Raiders couldn't get the two-out extra base hit. Did plate one, but Rushi was still behind 5-1. The run here now in the bottom of the seventh makes it a 6-3 game. Kettner's got one down and the count of no balls and two strikes on the new hitter for the Raiders who fouls it off to the left. One out, two strikes. Here's the windup, the pitch to the plate to Cooper Unverfirth, and it's a ball, 1-2. Cooper in this game has walked a couple times and struck out once. Breaking ball, good checkup by the hitter. Unverfirth thought about going after the Kettner breaking ball. He pulled the string on Unverfirth, who elected to hold back, and it's 2-2. Pitch by Kettner on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three. Swinging over the top of the breaking ball is Unverfirth. Kettner's got a good one. Got a nice, strong, vertical overhand delivery with some good snap on that breaking ball. And Minster is one out away from finishing off this game, leading 6-3, two out in the bottom of the seventh. Here's Mike Akresip trying to keep it going for Rushi. He has struck out twice and grounded to short, and he's ahead in the count, a ball and no strikes, 1-0. Kettner throws, just a mite low, and the count is 2-0, 2-0 on Akresip. It's a little bit of a tricky situation for head coach Kevin Flippo of Rushi as to where to bat Braylon Cordonier. You'd like to have him up there with men on, but you don't want to bat him too far down from the second spot. He may not get up as often. You need to protect behind him. if he does bat second, you've got to have third and fourth hitters, which are serious threats at the plate. Cardona with a solo homer here in the seventh to pull Rushi within three, and the count is 2-2 on Grisham, and a curveball freezes him for strike three. What a job by Kettner. The overhand breaker was in, and the game is over. Six runs, six hits, an error for Minster. Three runs, four hits, four errors for Rushi, which is beaten by Minster 6-3. Good job of the Wildcats, who win it thanks to that big five-run third inning here today. O'Reilly Machine Tool in Rushi's in big demand. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge at O'Reilly. Tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. And you can contact O'Reilly online if you'd like at O'ReillyMTS.com, O'Reilly, R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to a number of great sponsors, including the Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. It's your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie's gone local. We found out from you, the customer, what you want, and we've got those things on our shelves. Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more at Schaefer Market. Sample our hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks, too. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, stop by today. See all the new items as well as your old favorites. Locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. 6-3, Minster over Rushi here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one and earn their trust and continue business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Welcome back here to Rushi, where Minster has defeated Rushi by a final score of 6-3. Six runs, six hits, an error for Minster. 3-4-4 for the Rushi Raiders. 6-3 victory for Minster. We are sponsored in part by A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, which established its unique brand way back in 1986 with a single customer. Four decades later, A&M serves 200 more businesses. A&M Pallet pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live and receive an education. And if you're looking for work, by the way, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. And if you're dreaming of owning a home, F&M Bank's Home Buyer Plus Savings Account will enable you to make that dream a whole lot closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate at F&M Bank. Thanks to the Home Buyer account, it makes saving for your future easier than ever before. Visit your local F&M Bank location, Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. It is a lot closer than you think. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. F&M Bank, home of the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account for your new dream home. Well, our stars of this game, won by Minster 6-3, would include Grant Bergman for Rushi. He started, deserved better fate, as Rushi's defense was not good through the first half of this game. And Minster plated six unearned runs, five big ones in the third. Bergman pitched and hit. He got a double and a triple in this contest. For Rushi, Grant Bergman is our Clancy's player of this game. And for the Minster Wildcats, it's probably Ian Holman, who got a single and a double. A couple hits for Holman. How about James Niemeyer? Splendid defensive play by Niemeyer at short. Niemeyer and Holman for Minster. Grant Bergman for Rushi. They are our stars of this game. This segment brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And again, so many thanks to production support in Rushi, new sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products. We offer assembly and warehousing, too. We currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards. At Production Support, Inc. in Arushi, we're always looking to expand our team with people with the work ethic that we prefer. To inquire, check online productionsupportinc.com, productionsupportinc.com. 30 years of dependable service at Production Support, Inc. Your job is in the bag. And so many thanks to Rushi Inn. Oh, yeah, breakfast at 6:30. Coffee is early at 6 at the Rushi Inn. Breakfast all the way to 10:30 each weekday. 1 p.m. on Saturdays, you can eat breakfast from 8 to 1 on Sundays. And all day each day, Monday to Friday, delicious specials. Monday, pizza and subs. Tuesday, tacos. Wednesday, wings. Thursday, tenderloin. The popular Inn thing for food out, the Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. To order online, you can go to the Facebook page, go to Order Toast tab to order online for the Rushi Inn. And a lot of thanks to Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. We talked about these folks earlier. It's a four-generation business. It began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. The legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. We'll take one more short commercial break, then return to close it out, preview next week's broadcasts here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Welcome back one final time here at Rushi. 6-3, Minster over Rushi here today. Minster Wildcats advanced to 4-0 on the year. Next game for Minster at noon tomorrow, on the road here in Shelby County against Houston. And then Minster plays Covington on Monday before meeting St. Henry away from home in a MAC tilt on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders go to Marion Local for a couple of games tomorrow afternoon. It's the annual Marion Local event, the invite, and Rushi will play a couple games tomorrow on the road in Maria Stein at Marion Local. I'm not sure how the opponents for Rushi work out. I think the game two opponent depends on the outcomes of earlier games in the day. Our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is coming up on Tuesday. We are at Day Air Park in Dayton. First pitch 6 p.m. on the air at 525. Anna Fort Loramie on Tuesday night at Day Air Park, the home of the Dayton Dragons. With the loss tonight, Rushi drops to 2-2 on the year. Losses to Minster here this evening into Versailles and wins over Jackson Center and Lima Shawnee. Cold night. Chilly evening here at Rushi, to say the least. Thankfully, the wind didn't blow as hard as it has in recent weeks. It was still cold enough. A lot of gratitude to Derek Olding alongside, who engineered tonight. Thanks to our online listeners. Jack Kramer saying good evening to you from here at Rushi. Final score once again, Minster Wildcats 6, Rushi Raiders 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Lacow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.